And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Spring is so very here.
And happy May Day.
Happy May Day.
I should have brought you a May basket.
Oh. Happy May Day to all. And remember that this is a labor holiday.
There you go.
So what is going on? There is so much. I remember last week when we were here, speaking of the arts, it's like, oh, wait till next weekend. There's 7 trillion things going
there
on.
There are 7 trillion things going on. You just heard all about the Civil War opening at the History Museum tonight.
Yay.
We hope you come to that. And then walk across Lincoln Avenue, where the Museum of Art will be opening not one, not two, but 3 new exhibits on photography. To Feel Less Alone, Gay Block, A Portrait, Fire Season, and the Photo Lab. And to make it even more special, the Ron Hellman Jazz Ensemble will be performing in the St. Francis Auditorium. That's from 5:30 to 7:30. Both museums are free tonight. And on top of that, it's because it's the first Friday, a lot of the downtown galleries are staying open late tonight. Many of them are opening new exhibits and will be serving treats so you can kind of nosh your way around downtown. And try to hit the George O'Keefe Museum as well, where the Santa Fe High School Visual Arts Department students will have their own exhibit, Lost in a Dream. And that reception is 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibit will be up through May 15th.
Most excellent. Let's talk about what's going on at Collected Works Bookstore.
Lots.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Oliver Present talks about Richard Strauss's Salome at Collected Works. And on Sunday, May 3rd, Journey Santa Fe presents Community Conversations. This week it's with Truchas artist Judy Hurt, talking about her new book, Yellow House, Mauve Sky, and her life as an artist living in Truchas. On Monday, the 4th of May, at 6 o'clock, Michael McGarity will be talking about his new book. It's the second book in the American West trilogy, which is a trilogy prequel to all of his wonderful crime novels.
They're amazing books, too.
Yeah, they're good books.
Comprehensive.
We actually talked with Michael McGarity earlier this week, and if you want to go back and listen to that show, it's SantaFeRadioCafe.org, and you can go back, you can sort of search for programs and look earlier this week. Anyway, that's on Monday at 6, and then on Thursday at 6, Anne Hillerman will be talking about her new book, Rock with Wings. It's a Leaphorn and Chi mystery. So, lots of good stuff going on at Collected Works Bookstore, which is in the corner of Galisteo and Water right here in Santa Fe.
And I need to go because some nice person gave me a gift certificate, so I need to go shopping there.
Mm.
This weekend, up on Museum Hill, it's the sixth annual Folk Art Flea Market, and this is sort of a prequel to the International Folk Art Festival. This one is folk art treasures, pottery, wood, paintings, jewelry, masks, textiles, toys, books that have been donated by folk art collectors here in town. It's Saturday and I believe Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there are, I know there's an early admission for people who pay an extra fee, but if you want to get in free, just come later in the day. And that's up on Museum Hill.
And the First Friday Jazz Series kicks off tonight at Collected Works Bookstore. That was another Collected Works item I haven't read yet. And this is a KSFR event. So at 6 o'clock tonight, Chris Ishii and his trio with Chris Ishii on piano, Michael Olivola on bass, and Lauren Bienvenu on drums will be performing. You can get tickets at the door. You can also call the station 428-1527 and keep those First Fridays in mind because this jazz series is going to continue for a while.
And a lot of us try to do something special on First Fridays just to perk everyone up and get them in the habit of getting out of your house and doing something cultural and fun and educational. Tomorrow night, Cinco de Mayhem at the Lodge at Santa Fe. It's a burlesque and variety show by Circus Erotique Burlesque Company featuring Ms. Tickle of New York, the winner of 3 Burlesque Hall of Fame awards. You'll need to get tickets for this, and you can go online to zburlesque, that's zeburlesque.com. Lodge at Santa Fe, 9 p.m. tomorrow night.
Teatro Paraguas Children's Theater presents Coyote the Trickster, six Native American stories brought to life by our young actors and adapted and directed by Rebecca Morgan. That's Saturday tomorrow at 6 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock, for reservations 471-3140.
Another nice youth performance is being wrangled by Wise Fool of New Mexico. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater, they're performing Circus Spire, the Circus of Lost Dreams. It's a fantasy directed by Apollo Garcia with a cast of locals. And they reached out to children, especially, but performers age 7 to 67 from Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Española, and Abiquiu. They include pieces by Capital High School's advanced dance class, who received training in acrobalance from Wise Fool. And that, to get more information, call 476-6429.
And Big Adventure Comic Books. Tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day. They're presenting from noon to 7. They're giving away, across the nation, stores worldwide will be giving away more than 3.3 million comics, aimed at showing readers the wide range of titles being published. And so check out Big Adventure Comics, which is on Cerrillos right near Whole Foods.
What comics did you read as a kid?
I don't remember.
I was a big Archie and Veronica fan.
Yeah, we had those. They weren't really approved of that much in my household,
yeah.
So we kind of read them at friends' house.
I moved on very quickly to Mad Magazine.
Now that I read religiously.
Explains a lot about me. In conjunction with that photo show at the Museum of Art Fire Season on Sunday, let me get the name right. Dr. Alexander Evans, Research Director at the Forest Guild, will be speaking at 2 p.m. on fire in communities, basically how to prepare your community for potentially catastrophic fire. It's a free lecture at 2 p.m. at the Museum of Art. And if you're looking instead for a family event on Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30 at the History Museum, we're going to bring in an artist and author, Amy Cordova, who has written a book called Talking Eagle and the Lady of Roses about Our Lady of Guadalupe and Juan Diego. She'll first take you on a walkthrough of the exhibit Painting the Divine, Images of Mary in the New World, and then everyone will head down to the classroom where, using some of her drawings of Madonna figures, bring out your craft skills and decorate them up. That's a free event and very, very welcoming to families.
Excellent. On Sunday, the 3rd of May, at the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail at 3:30, Science on Screen returns. It's a collaboration between the Santa Fe Institute and the CCA, and scientist Liz Bradley is presenting Jurassic Park. She's a professor of computer science and electrical and computer engineering at the University of Colorado, and she's an awesome person and a great... She's doing some really cool stuff. Anyway, Jurassic Park, 3:30 on Sunday at the CCA.
Also tonight, the Outdoor Vision Fest is at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's campus, 8:45 p.m. It's about a two-hour light show. If you remember Dome Fest from last year, it'll be hearkening to some of that. And in addition, there's a big opening for the new movie theater, Violet Crown, in the Rail Yard area. And they're showing some of the big budget movies for their first weekend, the Avengers movie, obviously. They were even talking about it on NPR this morning. Wim Wenders' The Salt of the Earth, which examines the life and work of Brazilian photojournalist Sebastião Salgado. And arthouse film, Clouds of Sils Maria, which stars Juliette Binoche as an aging actress. She's so beautiful.
Yes, she is. The Rail Yard Artisan Market is providing space for New Mexico's artists and craftspeople. They're selling their goods and giving people the opportunity to buy directly from local artisans. So in the second in a series of their youth arts program, this Sunday, May 3rd, they're featuring student artwork from the Rio Grande School. It's from 10 to 4. Local fresh food and specialty drinks from Cafe Fresh will be there inside the Farmers Market Pavilion. More information, 983-4098.
great lecture coming up Monday evening. It's one of the Southwest Seminars lectures at the Hotel Santa Fe, Aztlan in the Southwest, Archaeology and History. This is by Stephen Lexon, a wonderful author who's spoken a number of times at the History Museum. Very, very learned guy. There's a small fee for that, but if you go to southwestseminars.org online, you'll get all the information about that. That's Monday evening, 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe.
At tonight, we're going. Actually, we're going to give away a pair of tickets.
Tickets.
I was going to announce this anyway, but here we go. We're going to do a ticket giveaway for. Don't call yet until I tell you what it is and give you the phone number. The 7th annual Bollywood Club Invasion.
This sounds like so much fun.
Are you going to go?
I might.
I think like a bunch of girls' night outs ladies are going to go.
That's a great idea.
It, totally. It's at 7 o'clock at San Busco Market Center here in Santa Fe. And it is people like DJ Dynamite Soul and Aztec Soul and DJ Shabanan from San Francisco. And it is a... to benefit for all kinds of good people, which doesn't exactly say here, but local relief projects is what it says. But anyway, lots of good food, drink, dance, and fun. And the first person to call, 428-1382, gets a pair of tickets.
There they go. They're hitting the dials right now. Next Thursday, the National Dance Institute of New Mexico, out at the Dance Barns, will be presenting end-of-year student performances. That's at 6 p.m., and they're calling the performance Imagine the Possibilities. This is just such a great program. We're so lucky to have a chapter of it here in New Mexico. ndi-nm.org will get you information on tickets.
Excellent. And we have an announcement from the Santa Fe Watershed Association. They are doing an Arroyo Rescue Campaign. You can go to santafewatershed.org to contribute to that campaign. But you can, let's see, they've got wonderful perks, including La Llorona Original Story, told by Joe Hayes, t-shirts, and beer.
Storytelling and beer, what could be better?
They go together, too.
Hey, next Thursday through Saturday, where I'm going to be is in Albuquerque at the Historical Society of New Mexico Conference. It's happening at the Albuquerque Museum and at one of the hotels down there. I should remember which one. If you go to hsnm.org, you can see the whole schedule. And every day there are like four sessions of 3 to 4 scholars a piece presenting things that they've researched, and all very much focused on the Southwest history. It's a lot of fun and great networking, and kind of if you're a history geek like me, this is Christmas time.
One more event at Teatro Paraguas on Sunday. Alice Lee reads from her new book of poetry, Necklace of Stones, a memoir of poetry and prose. That's at 5 o'clock. It's free. And, of course, donations are gratefully accepted. And for more information on that, aliceroselee.com.
Another opportunity for a lecture tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. The Harvard Radcliffe Club of New Mexico will be presenting Jonathan Grindley, and he's speaking on searching for black holes in the 100 years of Harvard images of the full sky. I've got to imagine he's got some pretty cool visuals to show you. That will be at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and tickets are at the door.
And William Shakespeare's birthday.
When?
Tomorrow.
Is it?
Yep. And
good thing it's a day off.
I know. The Santa Fe Shakespeare Society cordially invites you to attend the Shakespeare birthday celebration, and it would be his 451st birthday. Where is it? I don't know. You have to... I guess what you got to do is go to sfshakespeare.org and RSVP, and they will let you know the details.
At the Lensic Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, it is the Lannan Foundation's literary series. Claudia Rankin, a professor at Pomona College and a chancellor of the Academy of American Poets will read from her work and is joined in conversation by Saskia Hamilton, a poet and professor at Barnard College, who's the editor of the letters of Robert Lowell. Great opportunity to just immerse yourself in poetry. Call 988-1234 or go to ticketssantafe.org for more information.
And a lot of Santa Fans and a lot of our listeners, I think, to KSFR really turn out for the Lannan political oriented events. Like Naomi Klein was just packed on last Wednesday.
You think the Robert Redford one's probably already sold out?
The Robert Redford is I think it just sold out. But the Lannan poetry and literary events sometimes aren't sold out.
Ah.
And people should definitely go. The price is extremely low.
Yeah.
It's made to be, to be accessible to really everybody in the community. And those have been some of the most magical nights that I've ever sat in a theater.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Tour of Life 2015 is a nationwide pet adoption event. And it's happening here in Santa Fe this Saturday and Sunday. Oh, actually, it's not. Let's see. Where is it at? Okay. It's Watermelon Mountain Ranch, Española Rescue, Positive Paws, Almost Home, and City of Albuquerque. So this is really more of an Albuquerque thing. So our listeners down toward Albuquerque can, on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend from 10 to 3, go to PetSmart at Coors and adopt a pet.
And I encourage everyone. I commute up here, so I get to Albuquerque pretty often. You can find culture in Albuquerque.
Yes, indeed.
It's pretty fun. Tonight at 5:30, where's the time? The TGIF piano recital at First Presbyterian Church. 5:30, Peggy Lyon will play the music of Bach, Chopin, and Godowsky. That's a free event. They'll take your donations if you're going to offer them. And then on Sunday, the Sangre de Cristo Chorale will be performing at the First Presbyterian Church. American Voices, music of Barber, De Ojoyo, and Loridsen. That's at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And if you go to sdccchorale.org, you can find out more information.
There is an event by Just Say It Theater. They're presenting a play called Borders, Crossing the Line, and it's the Santa Fe University of Art and Design and New Mexico School for the Arts students. And it's May 1st, 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd. Let's see, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 at Warehouse 21. For more information, facebook.com/justsayittheater. And I've heard this might be a really good student production. So just, if you're open to that, definitely check it out.
It's an ambitious concept. I like that.
Yeah.
I have to give a shout out to the wonderful volunteers at the History Museum who lead the historical downtown walking tours. They happen every Monday through Saturday. Start at 10:15 at the Blue Gate, which is just south of the History Museum's entrance on Lincoln Avenue. I've gone on a number of them. They'll take an hour and a half to 2 hours walking around the downtown area. And depending on the tour guide and their interest, you can learn everything from the architecture to neat things that happen in the downtown area to what kind of flowers are growing in the different beds. And anytime you step into Santa Plaza, you want to know what flowers are growing there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a wonderful gift, and they've gone through some terrific training. If you need to know a little bit more about downtown Santa Fe history, that's a great opportunity. If you have friends and family coming in from out of town, great thing to take them on.
Excellent. The Los Alamos Little Theater and the Dixon Community Players present the Broadway award-winning stage play Avenue Q. Broadway veteran Holly Haas is at the helm of this production as director, music composed by Academy Award winner Robert Lopez, who I have to say was one of the artists, along with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who worked on the Book of Mormon.
Oh, neat!
Yes, Bobby Lopez is amazing.
How talented!
Oh, God. So Avenue Q opens tonight at the Los Alamos Little Theater at 1670 Nectar Street in Los Alamos. Tickets can be purchased at lalt.org or at CB Fox. And the show dates are today and then next weekend, the 8th and 9th, and then the 15th and 16th, all at 7:30. And then there's two matinee shows on May 3rd and May 10th at 2 o'clock. And it is intended for audiences 16 years and older.
Oh, it's an adult performance.
Well, young adult.
This is not your father's Sesame Street.
When people say that, I'm like, sneak your 15-year-old in.
You're such a rebel. Hey, this Sunday at the Santa Fe Community College, it's Yom Lamud, a day of Jewish learning, arts, and culture in northern New Mexico. Keynote speaker Andre Aileon Brooks, forgive me my mangling of your name, discusses Jewish pirates of the Caribbean, followed by workshops that will include Doña Teresa versus the Inquisition, the moon landing and the Holocaust, and Ruth, royalty and loyalty. They'll have snacks there if you go to, I will spell this out, YACHADNM.org. Lots of details there. And boy, Jewish history in northern New Mexico is so rich, so mysterious, and so ripe for exploration.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think when I moved here in the 1990s, it was just in its infancy, and it's really taken off. There's so many events and books and lots of good stuff.
I'm loving this Jewish Pirates of the Caribbean.
It sounds like an oxymoron.
It does.
Okay. David Geist has written me an email saying, we got a new month, gorgeous weather, and the most romantic room in town for
sweet.
To enjoy. David Geist will be playing solo piano this weekend and tonight and tomorrow from 6 to 9 at Pronzo Italian Grill. He's playing solo, but you never know who might show up.
Might you?
Yeah, maybe.
Warble a chorus for us?
No.
Okay,
for your own good.
Yeah, and ditto on me too. On Wednesday, there's a Santa Fe Institute community lecture at the James A. Little Theater, so you can get smart. The Accidental Universe, The World You Thought You Knew with Alan Lightman. It's 7:30 p.m. and it's free. These are always great lectures.
Yes, and there's another lecture by Daniel Lieberman on Thursday at the New Mexico History Museum. Did you read this one already?
I did not.
Okay. He's a professor of human evolutionary biology, and he's written a book called The Story of the Human Body, Evolution, Health, and Disease. He'll be giving a talk on Thursday, the 7th of May, called Why Exercise is Really the Best Medicine at the New Mexico History
Dang
Museum
it.
Auditorium.
Chocolate isn't...
You know, there's all of these, I mean, I've been reading the book, actually, because I'm going to be interviewing him, and it'll air next week. I'm not sure whether it'll be Monday or Thursday, but there's all of these mismatches between the way we live now Ooh. And the way we evolved. So in nature, there's not a lot of sugar, so you crave sugar, and in nature, it's good for you, but if you eat, like, 43 Snickers bars...
And I do.
That's not so good.
Oh, on Wednesday at the History Museum, we have another Brain Power and Brown Bags lunch lecture. Madeline Carey, who works for the Wild Earth Guardians Gila campaign, will be speaking on American Original, the Greater Gila Bioregion, and New Mexico's Wilderness Legacy. Anyone who knows anything about Aldo Leopold knows the whole wilderness movement started down in the Gila region.
Yeah.
That's a free lecture at noon. So take your lunch hour, come on over to the History Museum, learn a little, and then wander back to work.
Hey, I think I might have made a mistake, heaven forfend, about the Bollywood Dance Invasion event. It's tomorrow night, which I thought I said, but maybe I said a different night. Anyways, tomorrow night, and the tickets are still available. So 428-1382, score yourself a pair of tickets.
And have a girlfriend's night out.
Totally. Or guy's night out. Hey. Guys can dance, too, in some countries. How about Cat of the Week?
Oh, let's see a kitty.
This week's featured Cat of the Week from Felines and Friends is Naz, N-A-A-Z. She's a playful and sweet kitty. She loves to play. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and dilute calico markings. And she's just 2 years old. If you're interested in adopting Naz, please call 316-2281 and in the 505 area code. You can also go to fnfnm.org. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
That's great. Sunday at the Armory for the Arts, the Santa Fe Performing Arts Adult Company will present a play about youth in foster care. It's at 2 p.m. if you call 984-1370.
Isn't it Friday and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
You know, I'm just seeing it here on the Sunday list in PASA, but if you... I don't see a website. 984-1370 will give you the details. What an important topic. And could be great to check that out. And forgive me, I'm trying to read a calendar very fast here and not seeing it. I was at the Governor's Conference on Tourism this week at the Convention Center. It was fabulous. Learned so much. I've got 3 pages of notes of things I want to pick up on. And then yesterday was the Santa Fe Tourism Day there. And so there's tons of things lined up for this summer. It's going to be great in Santa Fe.
And the Foster at the Armory for the Arts is tonight and tomorrow at 7 and then Sunday at 2.
Perfect.
And just one more thing at Opposite Books. Diane Thomas is reading from her book, In Wilderness. And what time is that at? It doesn't say. But definitely go over to Opposite Books and...
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Thank you. And go to all your local bookstores and movie theaters and restaurants and...
And we just scratched the surface.
And we just scratched... There's so many that I haven't read. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you all write to me and I do the best I can, but there we have it. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being
here.
Nice
to be here. Thank you for having me.